Well, dear heart tellers, I came into prayer again a second time today before I was going to work on the portrait of the Lord. And the Lord is pinpointing a time frame for the beginning of events that will shake the entire world. He's calling for prayer. And I can see that it is his wish that again it will be averted. I have nothing to say other than I support you, Lord, and I'm laying down my desire to be done with this world. Carol has gotten a word from the Lord that this weekend could possibly be the beginning of travails. I sought the Lord about this, and here is what he had to say. So what if I tell you now that this weekend is correct? What would you say? Would you believe me? If I knew it was you, Lord, how could I not? Unbelief runs strong in you, Claire, very strong. It's that Midwestern, I'm from Missouri kind of attitude, which, by the way, I cannot argue with. That's what led you to me. You wouldn't accept a counterfeit. You had to have the real thing, and I am the real thing, and what I'm telling you is the real thing. There are going to be explosions this weekend, and I've already told you where. I have my intercessors swinging into action even now. Would you like to be part of them? Yes, Lord, whatever I can do to help. Pray for mercy. Mercy for the young, mercy for the old, mercy for the infirm. Pray for little children, the most brutal casualties of these events. Pray for mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers. Pray that they will run to me and only me. Perhaps the Father will relent and give yet another extension of time. We shall see. But my bride should be the very first ones to cry out to me for mercy. This is the heart and posture of my precious ones. Please, Claire, be among them. I know how weary you all are. I'm not promising anything. But your prayers for mercy will be heard, one way or the other. This is all I can tell you about the events right now. Swing into action and pray. I am with you in this, and I need your prayers, my brides. And there was one other element to this message that I do not understand. And that was that I saw the Lord sitting at a card table playing cards. I couldn't tell if he was playing solitaire or he was with other men. And I mentioned that to Carol, and she had some thoughts that hit her rather hard, but we're still trying to discern. One of the things that I thought of was the Canadian border. When I saw the militia that's for our country on the Canadian border, they were playing cards. They were waiting for something to happen. And they were playing cards while they were waiting. They were on alert. So I don't know exactly what it means, but if any of you have any ideas and you want to leave it in a message, that's fine. Thank you. The Lord bless you. We are going to pray for mercy tonight. Mercy, mercy, mercy.